With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is touting bigger tax refunds for American families and small businesses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It has been a fantastic tax season.
In a Tax Day White House appearance, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the IRS has smoothly handled tax returns this season, and Americans have benefited from President Trump's tax policies.
The president has delivered the record refunds to the American people.
Last year, the president signed into law a bill that included no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and other provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are fears the U.S. blockade of Iran ports could trigger a return to hostilities.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait, as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles Tillesma.
The Republican-led Senate has rejected the latest Democratic attempt to halt President Trump's war in Iran. The Senate on Wednesday turned aside a resolution that would require the U.S. to withdraw forces from the conflict until Congress authorizes further action. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 72 points, but the Nasdaq rose 376, with the S&P 500 advancing by 55 points. This is SRN News. Tech lords consult the clergy, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it, fundamentally, is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to an important vote in November, pro-lifers are taking heart from a new poll. The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it, and 12% haven't decided. Missouri's been flip-flopping on abortion the last several years. This is SRN News. With the rising cost of meat, there's no better time for a meat raffle. From Minnesota, here's Donna Warder with a report.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. I'm Donna Warder.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.